It's another special edition of the Shooting USA podcast live from the Smith & Wesson booth at the 2013 SHOT Show. This time I'm welcoming Danielle Sandville. She's Product Innovation Manager for Modern Sporting Rifles and, of course, Jim Scouten, the voice. Welcome.
It's good to be here, Danielle.
Great. It's absolutely great to be here.
Your area of business is really busy.
It is extremely busy.
Starting from the M&P 1522, which is virtually the same controls, the same functions, being used in a lot of places for training.
Yes,
on an ammo budget.
Yes. Yeah, and 22 caliber is extremely popular right now. Cost of ammunition is skyrocketing, as you guys know. And our M&P 1522 is the exact same platform as our other modern sporting rifles in the 5.56 and the 308 caliber. So it's a great training tool. It's also great for new shooters, for women shooters, anybody. We see them used across the board.
That's my experience with the M&P 22. My kids absolutely love it. They take a look at my racing rifle, and then they look at it and they say, well, that's our racing rifle. And with the adjustable length of pull stock, I can fit it for the 7-year-old. I can then extend the stock and fit it for the 11-year-old. And I literally have to spend more time loading magazines for the kids because they can just empty them just one after another. So it's a fantastic product.
Yeah, absolute great training tool for all ages.
What kind of demand at the M&P 1522 level are you trying to meet?
A spectacular amount of demand. We have different models. We have a black model. We have a camo model, and we also have a pink platinum model. And we are selling every single one of those, but you know, we're making them and they're selling.
All right. So I presume you buy the pink platinum model for the young female in your family.
Potentially, or it could be the older female in your family as well. We were at SHOT Show a couple years ago when I was on the floor, and there was a lot of people asking why we didn't have a pink option. And I'm not the biggest girly girl out there, but I looked at a bunch of patterns, tried to figure out what would be the best fit, and we went with one that has black and pink, a little bit of platinum braid in there, and it's become very popular.
So it's the pink camo.
Pink platinum.
Pink platinum version the modern sporting rifle in 22 rimfire. Keep the cost down.
Absolutely.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, in the classic chambering, 5.56, what's hot? Or is the answer simply everything?
Everything is hot right now. We've got different models coming from our sport model, which is our entry level, all the way up to our Mo-Mid version, which has a lot of Magpul features on it, Magpul buttstocks, handguards, forends, and things like that. Then we also have a Viking Tactics rifle that also has a Geissele trigger in it, which is an extremely nice trigger, some nice Troy rails on those. The thing with the 5.56 rifles is people love to accessorize them. You know, they buy one, they dress it up 15 or 20 different ways. They're compatible with almost every single accessory out there. There is mil spec on them, so it's really easy to kind of change it around and build them up just the way you want them.
All right. Now, in most cases, Smith & Wesson has been supplying Magpul magazines with the modern sporting rifles.
Yeah, depending on the model, it is what determines what magazine comes with it. But we use Magpul magazines in a lot of ours. Some of them we use metal mags based on the SKU and the what it's used for. If the rifle is going to be used for bench shooting or if it's going to be used for hunting, a lot of times we'll use a smaller capacity magazine because it's shorter and it doesn't get in the way of bench shooting, doesn't get in the way when you're in prone position and things like that.
Well, I got to ask that one question. Everybody knows there's this phenomenal demand right now for magazines. Are you having any trouble getting magazines to go with the rifles you're able to build?
I think everybody has trouble getting everything right now, but we are getting product in, we're building rifles, and we're able to put the magazines in the rifles that we're selling. So we're good on that point right now.
All right, and then there is actually being introduced here at the SHOT Show one step above where you're taking the modern sporting rifle out with a full power 30 caliber round in 308 yep. as a hunting rifle. Yep, it really steps up.
Yeah, we have a new gun this year for us. It's called the M&P 10. For the consumers, it's available in a camo version. It comes with a 5-round magazine. It's got a fixed rifle stock from Magpul on that as well. Mm-hmm. Comes with an 18-inch barrel. It's got the 5R rifling from our Thompson Center brand, which helps with decreased fouling, also helps with accuracy, and helps with cleaning. It's just a spectacular rifle, but the most important thing for us this year is we've added some new features, and they're ambidextrous controls. Mm-hmm. So as you guys know, you know, we've got some people that are out there that are lefties, some that are righties. It's got an ambidextrous bolt catch, mag release, and safety selector. Safety selector is a standard length on one side. It's a little bit shorter on the other side, and it's reversible to accommodate either side. Also, ambidextrous features are great for people that might be a little bit weaker or might have one weak side, or if you're in an awkward situation where you might be in prone position and you're not able to drop the mag from the right or the left, you've got options now. So extremely excited. We're getting some great feedback on the rifle at the show.
That's an interesting point in that particular rifle. One thing that I really like about it is the fact that the thought went into the ambidextrous controls. They're not simply just add-ons. It's not some kind of bracketry off of an existing right-handed oriented rifle. These are actually machined in, engineered into the receiver.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
The other thing that, since John and I actually had an advance opportunity to see this rifle, that I thought was extraordinary is the buffer, patented buffer system between the upper and the lower.
Yep.
And it's patented.
It is. It's patent pending. We have something called anti-play buffers. So right from the beginning, modern sporting rifles have had an issue with fit and with machining of the upper and lower. Sometimes you might get some metal-to-metal rubbing, and sometimes you might get a little bit of jiggle. We've kept our dimensions on our rifles very, very tight. However, we went above and beyond by putting 4 holes in our upper receiver, and we've got these little plugs that we call anti-play buffers. They're made of different materials. They actually are different colors as well. Different colors just basically for our manufacturing floor so that our operators know which ones go in the back and the front, but you pop them in there. Once you close the upper and lower together, they become very secure. We put them through all sorts of different testing to make sure that they would stay in the rifle, and it really makes for extremely tight fit and decreases any possibility of any type of jiggle when you're out there in hunting.
And hunting, it decreases the possibility of any noise.
Absolutely.
Rifle's not going to rattle.
You're right. You don't want any of those animals hearing the rifle come before you.
I think an additional bonus to that is it lends itself to accuracy in this rifle.
Yes, it does.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, no question about it. The modern sporting rifle is out hunting, no matter what we're hearing in some other media. Danielle Sandville.
Yes.
Great to hear from you. The lady managing the M&P modern sporting rifles.
It was a pleasure talking with you guys.
All right. Thanks for the time,
All
Danielle.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.